Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's go to Jen in Orchard Park. Jen, what's happening?
The Dan guy's a moron.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we've known that.
Yeah, we've known that for quite some time.
So if you're going to try to tell me that if Washington offered the Giants Jaden Daniels in a trade, they would say no because he's a black guy and you can't have the black face of a quarterback. You're a total idiot with that freaking line of theory. I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, well,
and then
he's in Carteret. You could find him.
A lot of people want to punch him
okay,
in the face.
Yeah, it's a long drive from Orchard Park. But on the Josh Allen comparison, I think, Gio, because you're emotional about this thing, you're not thinking about it in terms of what people are trying to compare. Now, Boomer, I didn't listen to your show back when Josh was getting drafted, but as a diehard Buffalo Bills fan and living through 20 years of crap quarterbacks that they couldn't get right,
yep.
I will tell you this. There, when Josh Allen came out, I was nervous because all you national talking heads, freaking people, we're all over the freaking, he's got bad footwork, he can't make good decisions, he's in throwing style is wrong, they're going to have to, he's a project. He do not hit the field in year one with that kid.
Well, Jen, I think Gio can tell you what I said about Josh Allen.
Yeah, Jen, do you call sports?
No, I'm not, I didn't, that's why I caveated it, but I didn't listen to you, but up here, that's what everybody was saying, you know, that all the national talking heads were saying that. Now, I think the comparison goes to that the knocks on this kid, Jackson Dart, and I wish every kid to be successful. I don't want to see any kid not be successful. It sucks. But this kid, Jackson Dart, has some things that are Josh Allen-like in the flaws of what they say his game is, which is he...
Jen, I appreciate the call, and I hope she calls Buffalo Sports Talk Radio because she was a gem. So now you're telling me that the comparisons of Josh Allen, all the bad stuff he had, not the good stuff. That's not exactly making a good point.
Man.
It's like, yeah, the comparisons are his footwork. He sucks. He's not black.
I mean, that was a great phone call. I love that upstate New York accent when they get going. Isn't that great?
Yeah, oh, it's awesome.
That Dan and Carteret's a moron. They would have drafted a black guy. Look at their history. I mean, Saquon was black.
I mean, like, just to go back to Josh Allen for a second, like, he was a bucking Bronco at Wyoming. He legitimately was the best player on the field every night that he played. And, you know, you could watch him in the snow. You could watch him in the wind. He could throw it through the wind and all that other stuff. But he was a true football player that just had to be refined a little bit when he got to Buffalo. And if you remember his rookie year, he was running all over the place. Remember him jumping over people, running through people, you know, just trying to prove his worth.
And turnovers, fumbles. He was out of control.
He was everywhere. Like, he had a little of that Brett Favre in him.
Yeah.
And now look at him. Now he's refined. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and he's still one of the most competitive guys that you'll ever be around on the field. And that's exactly the type of kid that you want if you If you can find that kid, if Jackson Dart has that competitive edge inside of him, then it will be good news for the Giants moving forward.
Yeah. But
we just don't know that until we get here and see how he reacts to the NFL game.
It's also, you know, he was seventh overall, which was another thing. I mean, he was highly coveted.
Those were that I remember, and we can go back. I wanted him either to go to Cleveland at number one or somehow for Buffalo to trade up to get him.
Yeah, because you said cold weather.
Cold weather, yeah. He would be perfect because he was handling it in Wyoming.
Sure. No, absolutely. But I mean, so far, I still don't see any sort of Josh Allen comparisons, unless you're telling me that all the things that people said were bad about Josh Allen that people are saying are bad about Jackson Dart. They're not the same height. They're not from the same place. They're not the same weight. They don't have the same arm strength. There's nothing about the two of them that are the same outside of the fact that Brian Daboll was around when Josh Allen got drafted. And now he's around when Jackson Dart got drafted. So Giants fans want this guy to be Josh Allen. That's it. Other than that, they're not even close to the same guy.
I would want him to be Josh Allen, too, if I could.
Of course, but
give me three quarters of Josh Allen, and I'll be happy. I can win with that.
But you want everybody to be Josh Allen. But you can't tell him. You can't compare him to him. There's no comparison.
I think there's really only one quarterback that I ever really totally whiffed on, and that was Dwayne Haskins, the late Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
That was a kid I saw in that Rose Bowl. He was unbelievable in that game.
Yeah.
And I saw a kid that could make every throw seem really calm in the pocket. And unfortunately, it didn't transfer to the NFL game. Maybe he had some other things going on in his life that, you know, impacted that. But those are the things that we don't know. Like, we don't know that.
Jerry is here. He's going to give us an abbreviated update. Sorry about that, Jerry.
It's all right. We're brought to you by New York Auto Show. Visit autoshowny.com. So just a little... if you will, I put together Goodell and Gruden from earlier with the Jackson Dart thing.
With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
Let me see your snap count. No, I want to hear the snap count.
Yeah.
For 3 years, you've been clapping.
So, yes, he has been. And CeeLo, I guess he's on the Giants email list. So he was nice enough to forward me. They already put out, I guess they'll have one for Abdul Carter too, but the hype video is out for this pick, which should be the future quarterback of the Giants.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off. Stop
clapper. Let you turn things on or off.
Like an audible.
Just plug in the clapper and television, lamp, stereo, almost anything you want to clap on and off.
You can even clap on a terrible offensive line.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
The clapper is now available at all Hills department stores.
And coming soon to MetLife Stadium.
The clapper.
Wow.
Man, good job, sounded like Jerry. You in there, Jerry. Yeah. I mean, that's a similar crazy voice. Right? Was
yeah. Yeah. So-and-so's got the clap. Chlamydia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, there you have it. That commercial hype video from 1967.
I mean, you could hear it in Gruden's voice, too. So for 3 years, you've been clapping?
I mean, he is disgusted by that.
Oh, well, that's not funny. Jackson's fault, though. That's the coach's fault. Because the college coach wants to control everything.
Right, but once again, that's not a knock on Jackson Dart. It's a knock on the Giants taking him by trading back into the first round where the snap count is... That's what we're saying. Ooh, not him, it's the Giants.
He's not going to be clapping at Giants camp, I can tell you that.
Well, the fans aren't going to be either when he comes into the game.